it starts is just there's four steps. And the first step is God loves me. I love God. I love myself. Now I can properly love others. God's plan for us is to show his love he gives us to others. My love for others is based on knowing God loves me. Because I can't go out and try to love on others. Because you guys know how it is having a bad day. And you've seen people who in the world who are really, you know, like old people. So I can't be, no offense, like, you know, the old, there's a lot of old grumpy people out there that don't have love. So, like, that's, like, a really good example, like, you know, my grandpa or who, this guy, you know, like, but, you know, so it's really hard for me to go out and show God's love to people when I don't have it on the inside, because when you don't have any love, you're not going to be wanting to give love that you don't have to others. And our love for others is based on knowing God loves me. So John 13:34 is a new command that God gives us. And it is a new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. And this was John who recorded this. And if you guys know John, he was like one of the top dogs with Jesus, like seriously. So to hear this from John, who was like just laid his life down for God and loved God. So this is a John disciple that recorded this, that Jesus loved, and he could share this with and teach it to others. So first off, it's in the Bible. So and this command God gives us, First John 3:16. It says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Basically, you know, we've all heard it. Jesus, you know, died on the cross and laid his life down. But if you really think about it, you know, laying your life down, like, you mean God and Jesus love us so much. I mean, which one of you guys would want to send one of your kids down to the cross, you know, to die for someone that doesn't deserve anything? Like, none of you guys, like, Daryl, could you choose what one of your sons you would want to send down here to, like, save people that have done nothing, like people that are in prison, you know, the people that are in the world that, you know, don't deserve anything? But God loved us so much that he did that for us, and we're so thankful because we have eternal life. This is how we know what love is. This could mean anything for us, too, as showing love, sacrificing for someone else, doing something nice, ad hoc, on and on. Focus on his love for us, then we can love one another. Okay, and I said, picture sending someone you have love to sacrifice himself for someone who knows her. All right. I didn't think I was going to get this, like, all shaky and nervous, but, like, does it? Oh, I don't feel that bad now. All right, picture you sending someone you love to sacrifice himself for someone who hates you, and you know they're not worthy of anything. All right, that's just a step one. God's love, he loves us so much, you know. And if you really look into that, like, I've heard it. So grew up in church, I've heard it. But, like, actually getting in there and seeing it and, believing it, because, you know, you got to believe it, too. And, like, really getting it in me, it is true, because God did die for us. And, I mean, what he went through was, dude, I sure as heck don't want to go through it. Our teacher that came down said that, like, in the Nazi, like, camps, back in the day, they used to shoot people right here in the wrist, where Jesus, you know, got the nails driven through. And they said that the pain was so bad that people would commit suicide because of it. So just, like, that guy did a lot for us. And, like, it almost makes me want to cry, like, right now, because, like, yeah, I know what you guys know what I'm talking about, and, like, it's, like, serious, so it's, like, really good. Moving on, loving God. When I know God loves me, the more I know God loves me, the more I can love others, or the more my love for others will grow, because, like, I've walked in it, and God loving me, it just makes me happy. And, like, love is, like, the success to life. And you can't do anything without it. And people who don't have it, it's really bad. We don't got to turn to others, but 1 John 4:19-21 says, we love him because he first loved us. And that's really cool. We love him because he first loved us. And also we learn in this verse that we can't say we love God, then go about our life hating our brothers, our sisters, our neighbors. It says right here, we're liars if anyone who does not love his brother who has seen him cannot love God who is not seen. And this is a command God has given us. So it says right there, you know, if you can't love your brother, if you're not loving others who you see, you can't love God who you haven't seen. Because that's just ridiculous thinking about it. You know, if you really think about that, it doesn't make any sense. Where am I at? I can love, or, whoa, let's start. All right, God's love, all right. And then the third step is loving myself, and that is a really hard one because, you know, a lot of people, you know, like me, like growing up, like through the past stuff that I've been through and like actually like, you know, coming here and going to school and getting all this stuff, like it was really hard for me to like let go of some of the past stuff, like issues in my life, like just like, you know, the bad stuff I've done, because, you know, I haven't been a very good guy, but, you know, God doesn't care, and once you start obeying him and putting your life down for him, like, all that goes away, like, you know, it's all cool, but, you know, loving yourself is a really, really hard thing for a lot of people to do out there, you know, because, you know, they can't get over, like, the stuff they've done, and I've had to. It was really hard for me, like, when I first came, like, God was, like, just, like, convicted me and a lot of stuff, and then at the same time, like, I was trying to, you know, just learning this stuff and going through it, you know, I had to let a lot of stuff go, and it was cool because I have a good support system down there, too, and, like, we do, like, counseling stuff on the Mondays at school, and so I actually opened up and was able to talk. We get to talk to two of our pastors and just get in all this, but Ephesians 3:14-21, it's in there. It says, we may be rooted deep in love and founded securely on it. So, you know, love, we need to get it in us, in our bodies, in our hearts, because it will do it. It will pump you up and you'll feel so much better when you have it. If you knew this, there would be no envy, jealousy, hate, like the prodigal son. Whoa, that was weird. I don't know where that came from. But you guys all know the story of the prodigal son, right? He just went crazy and didn't have the love. But he had to experience living life, you know, away from his dad and making his own decisions, you know, make it away from God and a lot. And he was really just, you know, thought about himself and what he wanted to do and didn't care about others. So, you know, when you properly love yourself, then you will be able to more completely love others. Don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to think. One reason the measure of faith has been given to me is so I will believe what God says about me, and this takes faith. Because God really loves us, and it's like serious. His love for us, once you grasp that, it's so amazing because how he does show you his love to you. I mean, like, I've never experienced any greater love than that, than God. Like, from my parents, grandparents, anybody, you know, he'll never leave you, forsake you, or fail you, or nothing. And so, like, and it takes faith to, you know, for a person to believe that really what God can do for you. So it really does take faith. I can read that verse. It's Romans 12:3. For by grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. So that's another big thing. Yeah, it's just, it's faith. It takes faith to believe what God has for you. This is the context. I'm valuable. Like, as loving yourself, like, to getting it in you and getting rid of all the junk in the past, you got to believe it for yourself, too, you know, that I'm worth something. God died for us, so we are worth something. This is the context. I'm valuable. This is what you can say to yourself if you're struggling with. This helped me, too. This is, and then, like, every day, like, the teacher would make us stand up and, like, shout these things out, like, God loves me! I love myself! And, like, it was really crazy. So it was really intense. I mean, because, you know, you need to speak this stuff about you to believe it. I mean, you can say it inside, but it works so much better because, like, it's just like memorize something. If you want to memorize something, you got to say it out loud so you can hear it. And then hearing this stuff about you, you know, it will make it a lot better to believe. So speaking it out, this is a context I am valuable. My value is shown in the price God paid for us. God died on the cross. Also, we are all of God's creation. He made us all in his own special way. He calls us the jewels. His jewels were God's treasured possessions. And that's in Malachi 17:18. We are God's treasured possessions. He died for us, and we have a purpose and a plan. So it doesn't matter what anybody says about you. I don't care if the whole world hates me, but it's at the end of it, I know God loves me, so it doesn't matter what the person I work with that hates my guts thinks about me. It doesn't matter what he says, she says, because by that, and that's another thing that really I had to get by too, because growing up, I did get made fun of a lot and picked on, and I've had a lot of issues with that too, like racism stuff in school. And, like, hearing what a lot of people said about me and then feeling down and then saying it to myself, like, there was a big seed in there, like, I had to destroy because, like, I put myself down. And putting yourself down is not good because there's no reason to put yourself down when you know God loves you and what he can do. And there's nothing besides God in life. I mean, you can go here, you can go there, but in the end, you can't do anything without God. So it doesn't make any sense thinking all that stuff about yourself because it's not true. It says right here, we are God's treasured possessions. We're his jewels. We're his creation. And that's Malachi 17:18. Yeah. Psalm 16:3, we are all unique, not one in a million, a masterpiece. Anything else is a lie. And that is true. Anything else anybody says about us, all the garbage, all the junk, it's lies. So don't believe it. If we were one in a million, that would mean there is 5,990-something more than us. You know, so we're not one in a million, guys. God created us. We have a purpose. We have a plan. We are his treasured possessions. We are his jewels. So take that and grasp it because it's true. Anything else anybody has to say about you is a lie. A lie from hell. In the hardest one of them all, the new commandment God gave us, love everyone. So that is a really hard one. I know you guys have all struggled with it at work. Loving others. Oh, geez. It is so hard, dude. For example, there's this chick I work with. And, like, I work at McDonald's now. And, like, it's like her goal every time I show up to work is to, like, she's not a manager or anything, but she's like an old, she's almost 30. It's like her goal in life is just to, like, tell me what to do. Like, every second, like, just find things. Or, quiet, Oliver. Find something to do. You know, when we're just chilling around and it's, like, not busy or something. And, just like, you know, but I can't because it's been like that, like, ever since I started working. And then I actually had this class, like, right at the same time I started working. So that was really good because it probably saved me because it ruins damaging relationships at work. Because, like, you know, dude, I don't want to do it at all, like, offend somebody. And I actually had to walk up to this girl one time at work because she was telling me something, and I said something different, but someone thought I was, like, dissing her or saying something. So she said, she told that lady, and then I wasn't even at work. Well, I had gone home, and then one of my buddies from work came and he called me or something, and he said, yeah, they were saying this, and she was freaking out because she thought you said something. And, like, one of the things of love is, too, is making sure you don't offend others. And then if you think there is an offense, you got to clear that up right away. So the next day at work, I didn't want to at all, but a guy was like, dude, just do it, just do it. And that's one thing you got to do, too, is listen to God's voice, man, because, man, if you ain't listening to God, you're going nowhere, like, quick. I've been there, believe me, and it's not cool. And I've experienced being in God's love and living with God. And I've experienced not. And since I moved to Will, like, everything is way better. Like, once you just obey and put your life down and speak and get in the Word, and get filled up with love. But yeah, I had to go and say, I heard, you thought I said something, there was a problem. And I said, I apologize. I told her what I said. I was like, totally not trying to offend you or nothing like that. And so I cleared that up and it was all cool. But she's, she's different. And she still picks at me all the time. Like, for instance, we were at work, and I was up front in the counter doing some stuff, talking to my manager, and she was in the back, and all of a sudden I hear this, "Oliver! Oliver! Get out of the break room! What are you doing back there?" So she, it was so funny because, it's just like, yo, I was up here doing my thing, and she's just trying to, like, pick me apart. I could have got really mad and, like, went at her. And, like, the cool thing is me showing her love, and just sowing that seed, I don't even have to worry about making her, like, look like a fool. God, God, like, that's not God's plan. That's not God, I got kind of a kick out of that. I mean, she was really embarrassed and looked like a fool in front of everybody at work. And they know how she acts. She does that to everybody, or a lot of people. And so, it was funny, and it was better for that to happen than me to, like, act out against her to try to make her look bad, too. So for me, that was just like, hey, God was kind of patting me on the back for, like, not doing that. Because that same day, I came in, and I wasn't not in a very good mood. And she was saying something, and I almost turned around and said something, but I was like, no. If I did that, that would destroy the seed that I've already planted. Because I haven't so far, through all the stuff that she's throwing at me, I haven't offended her and turned around and, like, broke that. Because once I offend her, dude, no, it's not going to be good, Going back, you know how it is, though. Like, seriously, once you get something going on with somebody at work that's in, like, doesn't know God's love and doesn't know, like, the deal about stuff, it's not good, and it's a hole that you got to climb out of. So that's good. Anyways, a commandment is something about which there is no discussion and from which there is no retreat. And that's from Kenneth Copeland. And in John 13:34, it says, "A new command I give you, love one another." So that's a command. There's no retreat from that. And that's God saying that to us. So as us as Christians, we're to love one another. Just as God loved us, man. He has so much love for us that he laid down his life. Jesus laid down his life for us to give us eternal life and save us from going to hell and save us from Satan, have a way of escape for everything. We always owe love in every situation. Ask yourself how I can pay this debt of love in this situation. Pray, Lord, direct my heart into God's love and Christ's perseverance. And that is a good thing to pray because we need to show love. And we as Christians cannot go out there and not be showing love, getting into it with people, doing that stuff. And honestly, before it makes you more happy anyways, like going out and giving love instead of feeling that way. Even sometimes when you have a bad day, it works better because it makes me feel better when I know, like, because like it says, in the Bible, like when, love your enemies and pray for them and it reaps hot burning coals on their head. And that is so awesome for me because I really picked that up. I can just love because, dude, it shocks a lot of people, man. See, like, they're being so mean to you, and then you just turn around, hey, blah, 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 I love you, and they're just, when a person can't get a rise, say you're getting teased at school or something, when a person can't get a rise out of you, it reaps burning coals on their head because they can't do anything to hurt you. So that's another thing. Matthew 5:44, love your enemies and pray for them. And that's something I've had to do too. And my dad's told me that a long time, many years ago, pray. Like the first person I actually started praying for was my sister Joelle, because growing up we fought like cats and dogs like there was no tomorrow. It does work, and I've done it, experienced it, and God just wants us to pray for those people that are persecuting you, whether it be teasing, making fun of you, trying to hurt you. This fulfills the commandments in Romans 13:9. When we are walking in God's love, we stand, we should feel it in our hearts, not our heads. We need to feel it right here because it's really messed up, trying to feel it just up here, because then you're not loving for the right reasons, if it's just in your head, if not in your heart, you know, like giving lessons, you know. So we need to feel it in our hearts. People let their head dominate them. We should appreciate everything but accept nothing. Act like you love others because you do. There is no love without actions. John 3:18. There's no love without actions. Whether that action be, you know, just doing something nice, trying to do something nice for somebody. I mean, it can be anything, any way you guys want to do it. But, you know, there always can be actions for love. Is that 1 John? Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with action and in truth. And that's another great thing to read and believe. Yeah, we can't love without showing actions. I mean, it just doesn't work. We can't just think it up here and then try to give it because then it's for all the wrong reasons. I mean, well, it can be, you know. I'm doing it, but I really don't want to, you know, something like that. Yeah, and where am I? Oh, I'm kind of getting to the end here. A lot of time, our problem is we think they don't deserve love, so we shut up our bowels of compassion. Maybe it's someone who did you wrong or someone who did your family wrong. That's a big thing, too, shutting off your compassion. Jesus had compassion for the lost, the sinners, you know, everybody. Everybody that is in prison right now, Jesus died for all of them. And a lot of people don't think they're worthy of anything. Families who have been victims of people in their families being murdered and they know the person that did it, they don't have compassion for them. They don't care about anything, but God does. So we need to have compassion for everybody. And we can't shut off our bowels of compassion because that just ruins everything. And we wouldn't be, if we did that, we wouldn't be walking in God's love. So that goes back to getting, you really need to know God loves you because it does, it's a key to like everything. Walking in love will make you a success and will keep you healthy. Seriously, it will. Because when you're hating everything and every day you hate and you just, it makes you feel sick. Like man, you've seen people who just, you know, walk around hating everything. They're not happy. They're not feeling happy. They don't have any joy in them. So if you don't have joy, I mean, you're not going to be healthy and you're not going to be a happy person. If you pay attention to this command, Exodus 15:25, there's a verse here that stuck out to me. He said, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all of this, his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. So, like, that's what I'm saying. If you're in love, if you pay attention to this command, and one of those is love one another, but, I mean, seriously, if you're just in love, it just, you'll be healthy, you'll feel joy, you'll feel happy, and that's key to everything. And just with a closing note here, we should be feeding our love nature so it will dominate. Be in the Word, walking with Christ, feeling his love he has for you, meditation on his Word. Love God for what he's done for us. Love ourselves because God, in God's eyes, we are perfect because God made us. We are his special creation. And also, love others like God loves us. We can always draw a circle to keep others out, but let's draw a circle keeping others in. Thanks, guys.